Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The center fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Schoolboy Rowe. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Schoolboy Rowe. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting second. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Siski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Nagiling. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Johnny Nagiling. And now, play ball. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Judnick, who is chasing the ball. Bartel reaches third base with a triple. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Nagiling covering, for the out. Bartel scores. One out. It's 1-0, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is hit by the pitch. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grace for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, Browns, 1. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive towards short. Bartel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Siski for a passed ball. Fox moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is called out on strikes. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner strikes out. Two outs. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Bartel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCoskey hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Nagyeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagyeling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. York takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. York moves to third. Higgins moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Grace. Fox reaches second base with a double. York scores. Higgins scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Siski and he is out, Clift applying the tag. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0-for-1 in the game. Rowe hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bartel hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCoskey hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Suski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suski is 0-for-1 in the game. Suski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Nagieling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagieling is 0-for-1 in the game. Nagieling hits a line drive into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. York hits a pop-up towards short. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Higgins. The throw from Suski and he is out, Berardino applying the tag. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-2 in the game. Grace hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grace moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. York throws to second for one, and Bartel throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Grace scores. Judnick moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-2, Tigers. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. Berardino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0-for-2 in the game. Rowe is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCoskey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Grace. McCoskey reaches second base with a double. Sullivan moves to third. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Greenberg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Siski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift is called out on strikes. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski is 0-for-2 in the game. Siski takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Larry pinch runs for George Siski. Chet Lobbs pinch hits for Johnny Nagiling. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift now catching. Roxy Lawson now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. York takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. York moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Fox bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. York moves to third. Higgins moves to second. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan is walked intentionally. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0 for 3 in the game. Rowe takes first base on ball 4. York scores. Higgins moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. It's 6-2, Tigers. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 2 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Grace reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields the ball and throws to Lawson covering. Safe. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCoskey moves to third. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 4 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino misplays the ball. That's an error on Berardino. McCoskey scores. Gehringer moves to second. It's 7-2, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. York bunts towards the mound. Lawson fields it and throws to first for the out. Gehringer moves to third. Greenberg moves to second. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gehringer scores. Greenberg moves to third. Higgins moves to second. It's 8-2, Tigers. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Greenberg scores. Higgins moves to third. Fox moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, Tigers. Lefty Mills now pitching. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. he's got one RBI. Rowe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Scat Mehta now playing second base. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 3 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 3 in the game. Clift hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hefner moves to third. Roy Cullenbine pinch hits for Lefty Mills. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.